are in fact calling for everyone else to donate to Zimbabwe in form of food as an emergency, so that people can be strong enough to work in their fields since the rain season is just a few weeks away.
Can you tell us what the situation is?
In a very desperate situation, it's very difficult to say with the little resources that we have, we will give family A and not give family C. Example, in Matropos, we got a request from Matropos in an area called Natisa from pastors there to say people are hungry. And we went there. Unfortunately, already there were a few deaths recorded already. So we wanted to verify the death. Is it because of hunger? Then they had to show us the doctor's record to prove that it is a condition called pellagra, something to do with malnutrition or hunger. By 2 weeks ago, we were talking of three people. In Lupane, there was a family whereby the parents left home to look for food. Then when the children, who were so hungry, were left at home to cook some roots and leaves, and they all died. Three children died in Lupane. That happened at the beginning of September.
Now, what challenges are you facing in your work?
NGOs were once banned, and up to today, the ban is said to be lifted. You still need to get permission to go through to rural areas and give people food, which becomes the challenge.